friend, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Nachman Ross Hashiyach Yuli Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. And if anybody would like to dedicate a shir in someone's honor, you may feel free to contact me. We're going to be learning about the Inyan of Tzua Daka based on a tshuva in the Abia Omer in the 7th volume of Ibn Ezra and Simon Ches. This was written to the Rav of Kiryat Shmone, Harav Buchbut. Says Chacham Ovadia, Acharei Atrat Hayim V'Shalom V'Chol Tuv Sela. So first he seeks the peace and life of his correspondent, and then he says that there was Yerushalayim about a certain person who's now 35 years old. Till 4 years ago, he was unfortunately a Porek Ol, one who had thrown off the yoke of heaven. And he was living at that time with an immodest woman, and because of the in the course of his relationship with her, he became infected his private part. He had a lot of yisurim and nothing helped, and he had to be operated on. And they removed one of his testicles. And afterwards he received a medical document that he's still able to produce children. He still has his fertility potential. And he claims that after he had this operation, he continued being intimate with a certain single woman without any marriage, and he had the koach gavra, the virility that he had before. 4 years ago, he was zocher to be chozer b'tshuva shleima. He comes to shul, he davens, he learns, he's kovetim l'torah, he's makbid on mitzvahs, he's yari shemayim, and now he wants to know, is he mutter lavo b'kahal Hashem? Because as we learn in this week's parasha, that a p'tzua daka, one whose testicles were crushed or removed, is not allowed to enter the community of the Jewish people. He's not allowed to marry a regular Jewish woman. So he would like to know if there's any heter for him. So that's the shaila Ramadi was given. Now this shaila starts on page Shin Chav Dalet. If you know the Abi Omer, it's a very large sefer physically, and he has two columns. So he goes on for one page, 2 pages, 3 pages, 4 pages, 5 pages, 6 pages, 7 pages, 8 pages, 9 pages, 10 pages, 11 pages, 12 pages, and then finally on the 13th page, he concludes this tshuva, of course, with replete with quotes from just endless svarim. So obviously, this is in a tremendously vast and broad tshuva, Kedarko B'Kodesh. And we will not go through the whole tshuva, but definitely like to see different pieces. So he starts with the Gemara in Yevamos. That's always a good place to start. Ayin Ham and Aleph, says the Gemara, Ezu P'tzuadaka, who is considered one who has wounded or crushed testicles? Kol Sheniftzu Beitzim Shelo. Anyone whose testicles were wounded. Makes sense. V'afilu Achas Mehem, even if only one of them. Vafilu nikvu, even if they were only punctured. Vafilu nimoku, and even if they dissolved. Vafilu chasru, even if only part of them was missing. I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Yochanan ben Broka. Rishmael, the son of Rechon Broca, said, Shemati Pinchamim Kerv Yavne. I heard from the mouths of the sages in the vineyard at Yavne, Kol She'en Lo Ela Beitza Achas, that whoever has only one testicle, Eino Ela Sris Chama. Is only a Sris Chama. The Aruch renders Sris Chama as someone sterile as a result of fever. Others render sterile of the sun, sterile for the moment he has seen the light of day, in other words, sterile from birth. The Rambam and the Rav and the Mishnah, later on, 8:4. According to Rashi, the term denotes primarily someone who became sterile by an act of heaven through illness, rather than because a particular organ is missing or physically damaged. In contrast to a Sris Adam, one is rendered sterile through an act of man. There is no visible physical damage to the Sris Chama's organs of reproduction. That's why the Braisa below on page 80b presents various characteristics for identifying a Sris Chama, such as that its urine doesn't form an arch. Anyway, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says that somebody who has only one Beitza is a Sris Chama and he's kosher. Says the Gemara, Sris Chama Salkadaitach. You say that someone who only has one testicle is a Sris Chama? As we explained, the designation Sris Chama refers primarily to sterility by the Bidei Shamayim, through illness. The organs of reproduction are intact, but they don't function properly due to illness, as the Rishonim explained. The sterility of one born with one testicle, however, isn't due to illness, but rather to the physical lack of a testicle. So how does Rabbi Shmuel say if he's missing a testicle, is he Sris Chama? And says the Gemara, Ela Harehu Sris Chama V'Kosher. Shmuel means to say that he's like a Sris Chama in that he is fit to marry into Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel didn't mean to say that a person born with one testicle is actually a Sris Chama. Rather, he meant to say that he's permitted to marry into the congregation, just as a Sris Chama is. Because the Torah asks only someone whose testicle were wounded, crushed, or severed, not someone who never had the testicle to begin with, who was similar to a Sris Chama, and that no reproductive organ was damaged or removed. Skipping a little bit in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ptsua Daka Bidei Shemayim Kosher. One whose testicles that were wounded or crushed through an act of heaven is fit to marry into the congregation. If it's Bidei Shemayim, he's kosher. Rashi says, either through thunder or hail or from his mother's womb. Amar Rav, Ahayna Dekrina Ptsua Daka V'lo HaPtsua. That's why the verse reads, one who is a Ptsua Daka, Lo Yavo Ptsua Daka, Ukhuz Shavcha B'Kahal Hashem. And it doesn't say haptsua. The Torah written haptsua with a definite article V, it would have implied the person was always wounded from birth. Tsua, Rashi says, implies after birth. V'masnisa tana, it was taught in a braisa. Namra lo yavo ptsua, namra lo yavo mamzer, malahalon b'diadam afkan b'diadam. So the juxtaposition teaches you that just like a mamzer, his disqualification came out through an active man, so too, in the case of one who's wounded, it's an active man. Ad kan, Yidivri Agamara, the Rosh in his Pesachim brings Rashi, that Psuadaka Bidei Shemayim is through thunder, hail, from his mother's womb, and he writes, Avalim Irelo Choli Vinistaris Pasal. His Medayik from Rashi, what does it mean Bidei Shemayim? It has to be that he was born that way, or some freak of nature. But let's say he got sick, his Medayik from Rashi, he's Pasal. If he got sick and he can no longer have children, he's puzzle. B'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi shelikwe ha'idei choli choshev b'idei adem u'puzzle. He also learns from the Yerushalmi, which is a much disputed Yerushalmi, that if a person gets sick, it's considered b'idei adem. It's like the case of someone who's became a Ptsuadaka by the hand of man, and he's Pasal. So what's the Rush's reason? What's his Svara? So it would appear, based on the Rambam, in the fourth parak of Luchas Deis, Alachates Vav and Yates, the Rambam says that most sicknesses come on people because they eat bad food, they eat too much, or they have too much sexual relations. Basically, people bring illness upon themselves. We know that a lot of people just have bad health habits and they bring illness upon themselves. You don't sleep enough, eat too much sugar. A lot of different things can cause illness. And the Rambam writes famously, Cholamanig atzmo b'drachim sha'arenu ani orev lo she'enu bo lidei choli kol yomav ad she'yaskin harbe v'yagufo sholem v'omen al burio kol yomav. I promise you, you follow my health advice, my health guidelines, you won't get sick. You'll never need a doctor. Ayin Shem B'Divrei HaRambam. So therefore, a Ptsuadaka Al Yidei Choli is considered Bidei Adam. Why? Because he brought it upon himself. Because the Rambam says that if you get sick, it's your own fault. So therefore, it's considered Bidei Adam when he got sick. And we know that Bidei Adam is considered a Ptsuadaka. So explains the Beis Meir in Simen Hei Sif Yud. And so he explains the Rush. So writes the Chen Shleime in Evin Ezer and Simon Memhei. So to Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan in the Tshuvas Ber Yitzchak and Evin Ezer and Simon Dalid. In the Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak and Evin Ezer and Simon Yud Aleph, Sifda Oz Dalid. See also in the Maher Sham in Chelek Aleph, Simon Kufayin Vav. In the Minchas Yitzchak and Kufchov Gimel Ozayin. So that's all Shittas HaRush. Shittas HaRush. That if a person gets sick, they have the status of a Ptsuadaka. And they're pasul, just like if it was done bidei adam. The Rambam, in the 16th parak of his Surei Bi, Alachates, writes, called Pisul Shamarnu, Binyam Ptsuadaka, Shlohayu bidei adam, Gon Shakarsu adam o kelev, O ikau kotz vichayotze bezeh. Avalim nolad ptsuadak, o shenolad below beitzim, o shechola machmas gufo, or batlu menu evarim elu or shenolev bem shchin emesos a makarsan hareza kasha lovo bakal shkol elu bidei shamayim hem. He writes, any psul that we say as far as psul adak is concerned, when it wasn't bidei shamayim, like a person cut it off, or a dog, or he got hit with a thorn, that's the psul. But if he was born a psul adak, he was born with crushed testicles, or he was born without testicles, or he got sick, and he lost his testicles or they were damaged, or he had some type of boils and that melted them or cut them off, he is kosher lovo bekal, because all of these are bidei shamayim. So we see that al yedei choli, through illness, the Rambam holds it's considered bidei shamayim and kosher, not like the Rush. So the Rambam himself says that when a person gets sick, it's often his own fault. Nevertheless, it's not considered bidei adam, it's only grama. It's a cause, but it's not direct enough. Like bidei adam, when a person actually directly harms the beitzim. So it has to be like a mamzer. Mamzer is mamish bidei adam, the Gemara compares the two. So if it's not mamish bidei adam, then it's not considered a psu adaka. Rabbi Avram in Ahar in Yevamos on page Kuf Ayin writes Kedoshin Rashi through Ra'amin Bara Rumei Imo, and he adds V'huadin al yidei choli shekosher mishum de bidei shamayimu, and he adds the same would apply by illness that he remains kosher because that's considered bidei shamayim. And it's mashma that he's learning that that's the way Rashi holds as well. And so is muchach miperish Rashi. Yivam schafa and beza writes sris adam, shesir so adam velo machlas choli nestaris me'elov. So you see that al yidei choli is not considered sris adam. It's two different things. And so it proves that the Tiferes Shmuel on the Rush. And he also notes Rashi. And Yevamos, Ayin Hei, Sof Amar Aleph, Sris Chama Sal Kadaitoch, V'ha Sris Chama, Bidei Shamayim Hu Machmas Choli. How do you call a person who has only one Beitza, Rashi says, is Sris Chama, Sris Chama Sal Kadaitoch, Asris chama bidei shamayim machmas choli, v'hai lav choli hu. Asris chama is from heaven because of illness. And this person, who was born with only one testicle, isn't ill. And the Gemara answer is Kisri's Chama of a Kusher. He's like a Sri's Chama and he's Kusher. This person who has only one testicle. Ramban explains that he was born with one testicle. Aruch Liner learns that that's Pshat and Rashi. But the point is that Rashi learns that it's Sris Chama, whose kasher, lo bekal, is bidei shamayim, machmas choli, because of illness. If you see illness, is considered bidei shamayim. So is Muchav Nenemuga Yosef, who brings Rashi. He also brings Loshen Rambam, so Paskin the Smak, so Retzogreni Yeruchim Nehemi Ramah. So writes the Russian at Shuva and Klal Amid Gimel. So says the Tiferes Shmuel on the Rush. Kolalei Nira Ikar La Lacha Shal Yidei Choli Ahavi Bidei Shemayim. that if it's al yidei choli, that's considered bidei shemayim. And now, like the Rush writes, the psakov to be machmir that choli is considered bidei adam. She yichido hu neged kol hani rabvisa. He's a das yachid. In the Tshuvas Tumas Yesharim, in Siman Nun Aleph, he writes that after the Rosh says B'das Rashi, that Choli is not B'day Shemayim, I found, he says in a Sefer Yoshanan Rashi, he writes, Sha'af Al Yidei Choli is considered B'day Shemayim. The Maharshal, in the Yam Shel Shlomo, Yevamos, Perek Ches, Siman Tes, brings the Rosh B'das Rashi, and he writes, it's a Tema Gedola. Minayin lo la'rash, the Rashi, dafka de Rama bar kamer v'lo yidei choli. How does he know Rashi means dafka through thunder, through hail, and not through illness? Maybe men love dafka. Bare Rashi, pirei sris cham asakadaitach, ha sris cham b'dei shemayim u'mach mas choli. U'much lehedji shal yidei choli b'dei shemayim choshiv. So, the Maharshal says, like all the sources we saw earlier, that Choli is Bidei Shamayim, illness is considered Bidei Shamayim. He also brings from Rashi Yivamos Chaf Amid Beis. Vimkei Nira, the Rashi ain't a Cholek al Rambam. The Rashi is not arguing with the Rambam. And Ladina, he says, Divrei Rambam is Iker, that if a person is a Suadaka Bidei Shamayim, he's cool. Efshe Lovo Bekol. So Paskin the Smag. Also in the Tshuvas Chikrei Leiv in the Madura Basra and Ebenezer Simon Chav Zayin, Amad Bechol Zal, Divrei Arosh, Aliba de Rashi. He proves from Rashi, not like the Rush from the end of Ayin Hey that we quoted already in Yevamos Chaf Amid Beis. He also proves it from Rashi and Sota. Chavdal Ramad Aleph. Ayin Sham, also in the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer. He also holds that that's Shitas Rashi, also proving from the Gemara Rashi and Sota, Chavdal and Chavav. That, and he adds that from Tosis and Soto also Chavav, it's Muchach, that he holds that Al Yidei Shemayim is considered that Chol is considered Al Yidei Shemayim. He also proves it from Tosis and Yivamos Chaf Amid Beis. And then Rav Avadya quotes a whole slew of Maor Makomos. Where we're holding now, we have a Machlokas Rishonim, but the overwhelming consensus is that if it's Bidei Shamayim, then the person is not considered a Petsua Daka, and he's Mutter Lavo Bakal. So that is the first leg, sweetest friends, on our journey through this Sugya. And please God, in the next shir, and hopefully shiurim, we should be given the life and the simchas chayim and the financial means and the koach to be able to continue and find out what is going to be the fate of this man from Kiryat Shmoneh, who was chozer b'tshuva shleima, and he wants to get married to a kosher abbas Yisrael. Is this aberration that he had that brought the doctors to cut out one of his testicles, is that going to make him into a Psua Daka or not? And this remains to be seen. Again, this is a very, very lengthy tshuva, and if anybody wants to learn it inside, best to kick in innovating, always better to see inside. It's again in Chelek Evan Ezer, Simon Ches, in the 7th volume of the Abiya Omer. And please God, in future Shiurim, we will hopefully learn more of this fascinating and erudite learned, scholarly tshuva. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.